Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to thank every single person who came out to the shows in Brisbane, which is the one you're about to hear now, at Haya Bar. What a great room. If you're in Brisbane, go and support that room. They do comedy every Wednesday there, so make sure you get out and see some live comedy. I don't know, I've just got a few little things to mention. So last night I would have done the Sydney show. I'm recording this before that, so let's say it went great. It's they've stopped podcasting now because they're like, it's not going to get better than that. If you're in Canberra, though, on the 24th and 25th, I'm doing a couple of shows there. I'm doing my kids show. So if you've got kids aged between like 4 and 10, go to the Canberra Comedy Festival website. And I'm also doing my award-winning show. Sorry, I just sound like a wanker. I'm doing my show, Josh Earle versus the Australian Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book, on the 24th. So if you're in town that Saturday night, come on down. It's going to be awesome. So all the details are at Canberra Comedy Festival website. So just find that, or you can go to my website as well. Also, if you're in Melbourne, the Melbourne Comedy Festival is all on sale now. So go on to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au, or head over to my website, joshearle.com.au, and come and see the show. So you can get a season pass for all four shows at the European Beer Cafe, which is Sundays at 4:30. The lineups are pretty amazing. Then I've got the big ones at Max Watts House of Sound, which is for Festival Club. And I think I can say who's on. I think I can. So let's see. Let's see if I get a call from the festival. So the first night, look, I won't say the whole lineup, but I'll give you a taste of two of the acts on, and then of both shows. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'll put it out there. Here we go. So on the 3rd of April at 11:30 is Mark Watson from the UK. Huge name, super funny guy, super nice guy, and it should be really, really great. And then on the 10th, we have the return of Hamish Blake on the show. So make sure you come to those. Tickets are $15 at the door. All the details are there at comedyfestival.com.au. I think that's all I need to say. This episode is a great episode. So it's Lawrence Mooney doing a Malcolm Turnbull. I think in the show I just call him Malcolm the whole time. I shouldn't have to say this at the top of a podcast, that both Lawrence Mooney, Daniel Sloss, and Mel Buttle and Nick Cody, for that matter, are on. But, you know, if things go in a darker direction than the podcast normally does, but it's all so funny. And so, there's your warning, okay? That's your warning. If you got this far and you're like, oh, I don't like that, well, come on. You're adults. Let's be serious. Okay, enough from me. Enjoy this podcast. Hopefully I see the live shows in either Canberra or in Melbourne. And, thanks for listening.
Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, if we can get rid of the house music, this is important. Okay, so I found out I share my name with a man from Worthing in the United Kingdom who has a LinkedIn page where his About Me section is all lowercase and says, I'm an enthusiastic and ambitious individual that is eager to learn in search of creative, fulfilling, lifelong career, although he spelt career carer. Oh, might not be what you want, but it is what you need. Anyway, for those who have never heard the show before, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their favourite subject, which is themselves. So let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest. He's a comedian. He shares his name with an admin coordinator at Harvard University, a doctor in Chicago, and a Seattle lawyer. But the one we have here is a bogan from Melbourne. Please welcome, it's Nick Cody! You can go here, Nicholas.
How's it going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good, good. And Nick Cody in Harvard. I knew we could do it.
But he's very much saying he's from Harvard, but he's just an admin coordinator.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
I was upset my wife didn't take my last name because finally there would have been a Cody that went to uni. Oh, well.
Our next guest is a first-timer to the podcast. When you type her name into Google, it comes up with suggestions. Mel Buttle Baby and Mel Buttle Husband. Sorry to break it to you, Google. Can you please welcome from Brisbane, it's Mel Buttle!
Yay! Yes.
I think, hey, Mel.
You know, Mel Buttle Baby, that'll be coming from Gumtree or sitting on a dick in an RSL, I reckon.
It's nice to have you here, Mel.
Thank you.
Is it? I've asked you for a while now, for about 3 years, to be on the podcast. And now I've come to your town so you can do it.
Yeah, it's no, good. I'm certainly not going to appear on it in Melbourne. So many other wonderful opportunities for an artist like myself. But but now you're 5 minutes up the road, I thought, fuck it, I'll do it.
Our next guest is a comedian who shares his name with a pilot in the US Air Force whose LinkedIn page simply says, to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. Mm. What a fuckhead. Please welcome, it's Daniel Sloss.
He's also got that as a lower back tat. Oh.
Yeah, you'd know.
Yeah.
We fuck each other.
Now, for the listener at home, I had to put someone in between Daniel and Cody. just so it didn't become the Dan and Cody show. But and finally is a man who shares his name with a senior advisor at Permabil and a drug dealer from the UK who has a LinkedIn page. Really, it says drug dealer. Please welcome the Prime Minister of Australia. It's Malcolm Turnbull, everyone!
Yes. Good on you all. Terrific. I've grown hair, especially for your podcast.
Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to have you here. I thought the audience might stand up at the Prime Minister, but no one
did. We don't have airs and graces here in Australia, Josh. There's no need to stand on ceremony. Would have been nice, but never mind. Terrific to be amongst young people.
Do I call you Malcolm or do I call you Mr. Turnbull?
What's... No, you can call me Malcolm. You can call me Mr. Prime Minister, but I prefer Malcolm.
Okay.
Look at you all staring at that. Here he is, right here doing a podcast. Welcome to our country, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
I believe you're a very successful comedian.
I'm not sure which one you are. I know you're not the woman one. I've worked that out.
I tell you what, I'm not the drug dealer one either, but occasionally, on a Friday night, Lucy and I do like to skin up a fatty at Point Piper just to take the edge off after a torrid week in Parliament. So, absolutely, let's get munted.
So Daniel, Malcolm...
Let's have a cookie.
Malcolm is the current Prime Minister, although this will go out on Thursday, so we're not sure, okay?
Well, of course, I'm the current Prime Minister. I think I've won myself some political capital with the by-election win in New England and Benelong, so I'm here for the long haul. And you can be rest assured that I'll be Prime Minister on Thursday, is it?
Yeah. Yes. All right, our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by one of you four. You need to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers.
Tweeted it or twitted it?
Tweeted.
Twatted it.
Your names are your buzzers. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the point goes to the person who actually tweeted it.
Okay.
So the first one is this one. And
so I'm assuming you can't guess if it's your own one.
No, yeah. Please don't. Oh. We had some guy on. We had some guy on once called Lawrence Mooney who did that. What a dipshit. Anyway.
A real loser. Where is he now? Consumed by the fog of time.
Our first question is this one. Who wrote this? Melbourne is coffee, Sydney is white wine, Brisbane is jumping on a juice box you've blown up to make a loud Nick. Bang.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Buttle.
You are correct. A point there for Nick Cody, everyone.
Yeah. I do have quite the way with my words.
Melinda, I've got to say that Lucy loves the Bake Off. she does. We think you're terrific.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And we don't mind cooking up there at the Piper. Occasionally, I mean, we've got the staff to cook, but Lucy doesn't mind beating up an egg either, making a meringue.
This feels like, it feels like when you're at school and the teacher's teaching away, but then the deputy principal comes into the classroom and it's like, oh, shit.
Well, unlike the deputy principal, I don't smoke a pipe and I shower. So...
I should point out, Mel's the reason I'm on Twitter. When the very start of Twitter, you were saying, oh, you got to get on it. And it's ruined my fucking life.
Sorry,
so thank
mate.
You.
I'm blocked out.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, there was suspicious activity on my account.
Yeah, he said something nice to a woman.
I don't know how I copped this shit. Never said anything negative in that regard. No, they said there was suspicious activity, change your password, and so I said, yeah, email it to me, but then it was to my old email address.
Which was?
Crusher_daddy@hotmail.com. Hey, the one before that was crusher_da_man@hotmail.com, so... Somebody obviously had a job interview to attend. And then I did know the thing to that, and they said, it's all right, we'll send you a code in a text message. And it was to my old fucking phone. So just no Twitter now.
No Twitter? No, this game's going to be interesting. Okay, so question two. It's a shame you can't face swap your tedious personality and your lack of originality.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Sloss.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Nick.
Oh.
Did I?
I mean,
it does sound like me.
Sounds like a bit of stoned tweeting to me there, Daniel.
I don't know what you're trying to suggest, because I'm currently high.
Who would that have been directed at, Slosso?
Oh, just fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't ever correct my friends on Facebook. Like, you know, they just do shit stuff. And you just, instead of just correcting you, I'm just going to go on Twitter and just hopefully you don't follow me there and I'll just call you out and you're... tedium.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you're attacking a bunch of cunts, you mean the Greens.
Ooh.
You don't get that joke.
I don't, but I'm assuming it's satire.
It is. I'm attacking an environmentalist movement.
All right, next question is this one. When you speak, pull your head in. It's the Australian way.
Nick.
Sloss.
Yes, Nick, you got in first, yes.
Buttle.
No, that was Malcolm Turnbull, appointed for Malcolm.
Shit. That's right. At... Big Mal Turnbull.
Yeah.
If you're going to insult someone, you pull your head in. You fucking tool. You're a fucking tool. You've got to get out of the way. You're a bit of a fucking dead shit.
Hang on, Josh, can I check?
Yes.
When we're trying to guess, is there a mixture of Lawrence's tweets and Malcolm or just Malcolm?
No, there's actual Malcolm Turnbull and then there's false Malcolm Turnbull.
Yes.
And so that's the confusion because... apparently Lawrence Mooney has a website where he pretends to be the Prime Minister.
Right.
He doesn't know who he is anymore. So he's pretty fucked up.
Got it. Okay. So I'm trying to guess Big Mal Turnbull's tweets.
Yes.
Big Mal Turnbull.
Yep. Got it. All right. Question four. I've just had a thundering wank into a pot plant and
Mel.
Personally, Harvey, I don't see the appeal. You dreadful pig of a man. Yes, Mel.
I'm going to say Cody.
You are incorrect. It was also Malcolm Turnbull, yes.
But it's only because I love Australian fauna and flora. I often strap one off into a succulent.
Malcolm Turnbull's a bit of a grub. Mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I just love... I'm not like Harvey Weinstein. I'm not oppressing anyone. I just love wanking on plants. A Banksy arose, gets me aroused.
And my apologies to Nick for assuming that might come from that little...
What I do in my own time is my business.
No, I knew it wasn't one of yours because you didn't have looch mentioned in it.
Or business class, or being upgraded.
Question five.
Good on you, Nick.
Wedding speeches over 3 minutes should be banned.
Mel.
Sloth, fuck.
Yes. Yes,
I forgot
Mel.
My own name.
Yes, Mel.
I'm going to say Why Nick.
Did you... You said Nick?
Nick.
You are correct. It was yeah. Nick. A point there for Mel. Yes.
Yeah.
You're just jealous because I guessed your boyfriend's tweet.
I knew it.
Did know.
What was the rest of the tweet there, Josh?
That's it. That's
wedding
it.
Speeches over 3 minutes should be banned.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
When we had the plebiscite vote and they changed the law, they should have put a few more things in it, like this.
Mm. Yeah.
Put it in the actual...
Fuck, I know. Anyone that made a speech at my wedding, I said 3 minutes because... You're going to do fucking seven. You know what I mean? But if you say five, it's going to be 15.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Open strong, 3 minutes close top. Strong, wrap them up, flash
get
the light,
fuck
them off. Yeah.
People are there to get shit-faced.
Exactly.
Let's not lie to each other.
Do a classic old wedding joke too. Your wedding night is like the Nullarbor Plain, just one long route. Good luck. Many happy years to you.
Does anyone else here see a wedding speech and the person who's not isn't a comic getting big laughs and just going, fuck, I wish I was up there. Mm-hmm. I'd fucking kill
yeah, like,
up this
put
audience.
Me up.
Yeah.
Put me up, let me do five. Yeah, that kills me when it's like some lame bridesmaid who's like, we all know Katie doesn't mind a bit of a drink. I'm like, oh.
I hate, luckily my wife's dad is a professor. He knows how to speak, right? But I've been to weddings where the father of the bride starts with, I remember the day she was born, and you go, the fucking whole life story's coming, yeah. isn't it? Her first job at the shops, a news agency. Goosh, fucking end it. End me now.
Okay.
Unless, you get very, very detailed. I'm a stickler for detail. I remember the day she was born and her mum's vag was like a fucking... roaring canyon, and I'm in for the long haul.
Question six. Just between you and me, when I hear Corey Bernardi speak about anything, I want to say, shut up, you dumb
Sloss.
Hog. But I won't. It's wrong. Yes, Sloss.
Mel.
You are Mel? No, it was Malcolm Turnbull.
I gotcha. I'm not even answering these, and I think I'm already three. Am
yes.
I?
Yeah.
Kosher. Ah, you fucking idiots. People think I'm a bit of a prick, but I've done a lot of things in my life. Hands up if you've ever owned your own bank. Oh, yeah. So don't be too quick to judge accounts. That's right. I did with Nick Whitlam and Neville Ran. Owned my own bank, Daniel. Don't fuck with me.
Question seven. Rental agents are okay, but if I wanted someone who didn't finish year 12 telling me my house was too dirty, I'd just invite my mum over.
Malcolm.
Yes, Sloss.
Malcolm got in before me, I'll be honest.
Really? That's very honest of you.
Okay, Malcolm then.
I will say... Nick Cody.
No, that was Mel Buttle. A point there for Mel.
Oh, I was going to
yes.
say Mel and
I
changed.
I was going to say Mel.
Thank you, Sloss. Yes, I am still renting, so it's going really well. Aren't
you should
I'm
own your
telling?
Own bank.
No. No, I don't own my own bank. You know where my money goes?
I don't.
It doesn't matter.
No, where does your money go?
It goes on Uber Eats.
Right. You know what? You'd be probably more economically advised to get on the GAC. You'd eat less and have more fun. So
I would.
And spend less.
Yeah, I reckon any tweet that has said my mum in it would be by me, just as a tip for other panellists. Got a very triggering relationship with that beast. No.
At least
she never
you had
is.
No.
At least you had a mum. My mum left when I was 9 years old.
Oh, I didn't know that, Malcolm.
Well, I'm not a prick for no reason. I am broken on the inside. So, let's move on.
Question eight. My gran can tell the difference between a swift and a swallow from 50 yards away, but just spent 3 minutes calling me my brother's name.
Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm.
That's Daniel.
You are correct. It is Daniel. Mm. Yes. Point there for Malcolm Turnbull.
A swift is definitely an English bird. yeah. I mean, also indigenous, but no one knows about birds here.
No. I don't remember any of these fucking tweets. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll trust you, though.
That was one of your most popular ones.
Was it? Oh,
yes.
That's hurtful. Oh, Jesus. All right. I'll quit too, then.
But the difference between a swift and a swallow also sounds like a very gay tweet, Daniel.
Question at 9. Hey, hotels, I'm using Wi-Fi at 35,000 feet over the Indian Ocean for only
Mel.
$12. Pull your fucking heads in. Yes, Mel.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yes, it is Nick Cody. Yeah, it's a point there.
Business class. Bitch, what up? No, it was an economy. You had to pay for it. Yeah.
If you think it's about flights or froths or looch.
Yeah.
Or a staffy now. They're your four pillars.
Bang. Yeah. Hour.
When you're flying business, Nick, do you sometimes go back to look at them in economy, huddled together?
I had a bunch of points and I upgraded to a flight to the States, and a friend, Bart Freeban, comedian, his friend works at Virgin. He could have paid $200 to fly 15 hours in business class, and he didn't, like a tight fuck stick. And as soon as the plane took off, I grabbed pajamas, put them on. It was 10:30 in the morning. I grabbed two glasses of champagne. Bart doesn't drink. And I opened the curtain and went, yuck, why are there so many people back here? Bart, where's Bart? And he was up the back going, I'm here, bro. And I brought the drink down to him, then just sculled both of them and walked back to the front.
Excellent.
Well,
Western suburbs.
We all know a mutual friend who was in first class and asked if he could use the toilet in economy, and then went down and took a shit in the economy toilet and then went back up to first class.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I've got to remember to laugh.
I only just found out. That's what we eat. That's what we eat in economy is business class shits. That's why the meals take a while to come out. People up front have to back one out first.
And our final question for this round. Sometimes the only thing stopping me from eating a whole jar of pickled onions is my fat fist.
Nick.
Sloss.
Yes, Nick.
Buttle.
You are correct. Yes!
I love those pickles and preserves. Healthy gut. Keep the gut in balance. Have your sauerkraut, guys.
Who doesn't love a pickled onion?
Oh, I love
the best.
I love them too.
The best.
So good.
Even someone in the front row saying so good. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Daniel Sloss on 0 points. Go for Dan.
Fucking bullshit.
Nick Cody on 3 points.
Yeah.
Mel Buttle also on 3 points, but in the lead on 4 points, it's Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh, good on me. There I go. Preferred Prime Minister.
All right, this round is called Yearbook now. In this round, we go back and talk about a person from our school days. And in this round, we go back and talk about a crush that a young Mel Buttle had. Now, Mel used to catch the train to school, and on the train was a boy from another school she quite liked. So, on Valentine's Day, she sent him a red rose and a card with the lyrics to the Spice Girls song, Viva Forever.
I'll be waiting in.
But she didn't put a name on it. That day on the way home from school, the boy approached Mel on the train and asked her if she sent him the rose. What happened next? Was it A? He said, did you give me that rose? Mel said, maybe. And he replied, fuck, you have no chance.
I don't need to hear the rest.
I'm out.
That is absolutely 100% what happened.
I concur wholeheartedly. Set the trend.
Was it B? He said, did you...
No, it wasn't.
Wait.
Why
for
are we
it.
Continuing with this farce?
Well, let's just wait for it, because he said, did you give me that rose? And Mel replied, no, that would be for faggots, hey?
Oh. Too bad,
fuck,
Daniel's already locked his answer.
I shot my load too early. Fuck!
Or was it C? He said, did you give me that rose? Mel said, yes. He then started crying and ran off. Mel didn't know if he was overcome with joy or if he was upset. A day later, she found out he was upset. Now, you can ask Mel as many questions as you want to try and get the right answer. One of them is right. Bear in mind, if you get it wrong, she gets your points. So she actually wants you to get it wrong.
Really right. Roast me here, boys.
Hey, Buttle.
Put me on the spot.
Can I ask you a question about the boy?
Hang on, Cody was first Prime Minister.
I'm the Prime Minister.
Have you...
Nick Cody with the question.
Have you... I know you live in Brisbane now. Have you always lived in Queensland?
There was a brief period of time where I lived in Perth for 2 years where I had a government job.
Government. Mm. Don't forget the N. There's two N's in there. Government.
But was this in Brisbane?
this was in Brisbane, yes.
Yeah, then it's the faggot one, I reckon. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a cryptic puzzle none of you will ever guess.
Malcolm, you had a question?
No. So the boy, mm-hmm. was he from a lower socioeconomic background? Was he a poor?
I think he was...
They've only got themselves to blame, but let's not get into that. Excuse me, mate, can I have $2? No, get a job at Macca's. But I'm a filthy 50-year-old. Well, you've only got yourself to blame. You've got one trip around the sun. Pick yourself up by your boots. Sorry, Mel. What's your...
He attended an elite single-sex all-boys school.
Mm. Oh, then... Oh, B. It's B then.
But he lived in Sunnybank, which, Prime Minister, is one of our heavily populated Asian areas. But he himself was white.
None of us asked. Yeah, that was very specific. That was
unnecessary. Wow. That's just a bit of Brisbane flavour from Mel there. Yeah.
I didn't expect your answer to turn into a racist tirade.
Well, it was very confusing. I was like, why do you live in Sunnybank?
So he wasn't a chink, is what you say.
Anyway, that was one of my talking points. I'm like, oh, you're getting off here, are you, with all your friends? This is...
Wow.
This is little 16-year-old Mel. This isn't me.
16.
Mel.
You know,
I thought this was like 8 years old. 16.
16.
You're a fucking. What are you giving him roses for? And flinging the fucking word around.
Where did you get the rose from?
I ordered it from a florist at my mum's hospital, where my mum worked at the Mater Private Hospital. So I went to the hospital florist the day before Valentine's Day, popped my order in. And she said, do you want to put a name on the card? I said,
Fuck, you couldn't have found a more expensive rose. Yeah. One the day before Valentine's Day where people are dying. Fuck, they are going to crank those prices up.
It was like a whole week of lunch money. Yeah, it was.
Better a rose for a young white boy in an Asian area than someone in palliative care. And I've always said that.
Fucking hell.
And it's a good slogan to live by, too.
Any more questions, or do people know what they're going to lock in?
I'm going to lock in B.
You're going to lock in B. You think she said that would be for faggots? Daniel, what do you think?
Fuck, I'm sticking with number one. I'm sticking with A.
You're sticking with A?
I'm sticking with A.
Nick Cody?
A.
You think A?
Yep.
The correct answer was B.
Oh! What?
I know you, Melinda.
Stereotypes are true. Yeah. That's how I got this far in life. I should have stuck with fucking B.
Yep.
The Queensland answer.
Yeah. You might have picked up on that when I was talking about race for about 4 minutes in the middle there.
So what are the lyrics to Viva Forever as well, Mel? Do you know the lyrics?
I did the chorus, which is Viva Forever, I'll be waiting, everlasting.
And you had the nerve to call him a faggot.
Something about ever searching for the one, I think, is the last line of the chorus. Really romantic.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Someone saying
a nod down the front. Yes. Yes, it is.
Friends forever. I wanted more than friendship.
Okay, at the end of the
round...
Can
I ask you, Melinda?
Yes, Malcolm.
At that tender age, had the...
No.
Let me finish my question.
I know what the answer is.
Had the hankerings of a young lesbian started scratching at the doors of your desire?
Fucking aggro.
You don't have
yesterday.
To answer that, Mel, if you don't want to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I I liked massaging some of the more attractive girls on Year 11 camp, sure, but that was just, you know, that's a sports massage.
It always starts with the misuse.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'll come on the footy trip so long as I can massage all the guys.
Okay, and at the end of the round, the scores are Daniel Sloss still on 0 points. Oh. Nick Cody on 3 points for Cody.
Yay.
Malcolm Turnbull on 5 points, but also in the lead on 5 points is Melinda Butto.
Yay. Yes.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. A lie, you say nah. A point if you guess correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you get them individually. So to Nick.
Yes.
Now, in 1978, Malcolm Turnbull visited the Playboy Mansion on behalf of Kerry Packer with the sole purpose of buying the rights to the magazine to distribute in Australia. You can ask him as many questions as you want. So, did Malcolm Turnbull spend some time in the Playboy Mansion?
I don't even want to. I just want to say yes.
Please ask some questions. I reckon Malcolm Turnbull might have some stories about it.
Yeah, how was your time at the Playboy Mansion?
Well, I'll tell you this, Nicholas. I went to Chicago, first of all, to negotiate with Hugh Hefner's daughter, Christy, to buy the rights for Kerry Packer to bring them back to show Australians, as Kerry said it, the schmoo of the girls next door. And it's a vulgar term, and I wouldn't use it myself. But it's also quite lyrical in an Australian sense, schmoo.
What is schmoo?
Well, I don't know. I've never heard schmoo. Is it puss?
I guess it's fudge.
Yeah. Fudge, puss. Yeah.
Sloss this week just learned moot.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And Minge. You don't want to know how I learned it.
Do you know the term tockley, Sloss?
To what?
Tockley.
No.
Tockley is the penis.
Oh,
gross.
If you ever buy a $2 stick mag from a servo, they'll talk about tockleys and smooths. There you go.
This is
showing my Bernie Ray's
upbringing
there.
Yuck. Anyway, I was a young barrister at the time and I was invited over to the Playboy Mansion many times, but I was never lured inside because I also had an eye on the future and knew that it would not go well on my CV. So I never actually went to the Playboy Mansion. Mm. Mind you, I did bring back the rights for Playboy magazine to Australia for Kerry Packer, and then we had a monumental fallout. I burnt that bridge and Kerry threatened to kill me. So in answer to your question, no, I never went into the Playboy magazine. Mind you, I had my fair share of schmoo. That's just because I'm charged with grace and intelligence.
I want to say yes, because Turnbull does sound like the kind of guy that could get that deal done while being enough of a fucking nerd not to go in the Playboy Mansion. You know what I mean? That sounds like...
So you reckon he went over there to get it, but he didn't actually go in?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Nick Cody.
Stereotypes.
I should have lied to him, shouldn't I, rather than giving him the truth.
That's all right. But everyone here is now educated to know that our Prime Minister is the reason we have stick mags in servos. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Malcolm. Anyway.
I haven't heard stick mag before.
No.
That sounds like, wow, you know, what do you want? That sort of
Josh,
era, you know?
Yes. It's an exciting time to be alive. And there's a lot of disruption going on. I suggest stop buying stick mags from a servo and get on the internet.
We would, but it's fucking slow.
Yeah. Very slow. I think the compression on X videos is pretty good. So.
Now, to Malcolm. Now, Daniel was booked to give a TED talk where the organisers stressed very much that he was not allowed to swear. Daniel said fine, but once he got there, the stage manager reminded him 3 times in the space of 5 minutes not to swear. Daniel thought he'd have some fun and got them to write down the swear words that he was not allowed to say. Not because he was ever going to swear, but he just thought it'd be funny to waste a group of adults' time getting them to compile a list of swear words for 10 minutes. Yeah or nah?
Well, I know that Daniel's probably a great student of George Carlin and could probably quote those words that George Carlin did in that famous routine, can you?
No. Fuck, shit, cunt,
tit, cock,
bitch.
Cunt, motherfucker.
That's the one.
Yeah, shmoo.
Yeah. Of course, shmoo. I don't think shmoo was in
Tockley.
There. I know that Daniel, by the look of him, is a ringing phone.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in a French drawing room drama. Oh, no, the police are here. They've discovered you're a Nazi, Malcolm. Anyway, I find it quite incredulous that Daniel would have been invited to a TED talk. Do you know what
TEDx talk.
TEDx.
TEDx.
Do you know what TED stands for?
Yes.
What does it stand for, Daniel?
TED. It's the guy that runs it.
Edward, indeed. I think that Daniel's the kind of fuck up that would make people write rude words on paper. I think it's true.
It is incorrect. It was a lie. A point there for Daniel Slarcy's first boy.
Woo! On the board.
But I would like it on record. I did do a fucking TED talk.
Yes.
Okay? I just did. I just swore all the way through it.
What was your
TED talk about?
My talk was on offensive comedy and why being. No, sorry. Basically, why being offended makes you a fucking nerd. Nerds.
Now, I would concur wholeheartedly. Yeah. Choosing offense over choosing some other emotion.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Though I would thoroughly recommend you do not watch it. I was 22 and it's a pile of shite. But I made my point.
So it was just last week.
Yeah. Mum and
Got
Dad.
Him. Got him like a beauty.
All right, so to Dan. Idiot.
Yes.
Now, when Mel was in year 11, she had a huge crush on a girl, and on camp they would spend nights massaging each other and playing with their hair. As a gift, this girl gave Mel a copy of Michael Jackson's In the Closet. Mel did not get the subtlety of the gift and never told the girl how she really felt. Yeah or nah? Now, you're going to determine, is this all true? Because I think we know the first half, definitely true.
So is this before or after you accuse affection of being the F word? I don't know how your years work.
This is after that. That was after I called Brad a F word, as we now say, in the context of these fucking
A lefties. Faggot. A steaming faggot.
I'm sorry.
What kind of massage? Describe it slowly. And in great detail.
So the
was it clitoral?
So, year 11 camp, dorm. I was on a single bed. All the other girls were in bunk beds. Nadia Carter, the hottest girl, blonde, beautiful, comes over, lies
Big
on my...
Big fan of Nadia in the room. That's good.
Let's reenact. Nadia, get up here.
Get up here. Nadia lies on my bed and is like, oh, my neck. Because we'd been doing high ropes and rock climbing.
Famous things that you use your neck for. Yeah. I know whenever I'm rock climbing, I'm just going up like, yeah, if only there was an easier way.
So Nadia's lying on the bed.
She's on the
post
bed.
Post rock climbing going, oh, my neck and my pussy. Yeah.
Are you still got chalk on your hands?
I've just got two fists lubed up.
Wow. And pump her.
And I just started playing with her hair. I started playing with her long blonde ponytail.
And so she gave you the album In the Closet by Michael Jackson.
Allegedly.
Did you listen to it?
Oh, it's a record. It's not a book.
It was a CD. It was a CD, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the closet.
Yeah.
I'm in the closet, yeah, with a monkey at my ranch. What does he sing about?
I don't know. I don't think I really ever did listen to the CD probably. I didn't like it. I was like, oh, I don't like those songs.
Okay. I'm going to go, yeah.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Daniel.
Coming home like a steam train.
The comeback is on.
Two for Sloss.
When did you realise that she was trying to give you a hint, Mel?
Oh, years later.
Just now when you read out that question.
Yeah. I reckon, so that was about 1998, I got given the CD. I was like, I'll chuck that in my high school memory box. Don't get it, but it's from beautiful Nadia. And then I went back to my dad's house to clean this stuff out after I'd gone on tour with Josh Thomas, who took me to a gay club where I kissed a girl.
And you liked it.
And I fucking loved it. Katy Perry's on or something. And then I went back and cleaned it out and I went, oh, she fucking burnt me. So, yeah, that would have been 16 to about 25. That's when the penny dropped.
All right, so to Mel now. When Nick was attending his Year 12 formal, he and his mates...
Went to Year 12, did he? Cool.
3 times! Year 12 champion!
Sorry, Joshua, yes. Yep.
Nick and his mates decided that they wouldn't go with partners and they'd just all go as a group. Oh. This started...
Boys. The fucking boys!
This started a chain reaction of people breaking it off on their dates to do the same. A lot of the girls at the school were very angry and a school meeting was held where the parents were asked to come. Nick's dad decided to go just so he could make fun of the parents who cared about a Year 12 formal.
Good dad. Fuck, he's the best. He saved me that night as well at the formal. I was in charge of hiding the booze and I fucking put on a show that I'm some sort of, in any way, a remote fucking tough brave cunt. It is not the case. I'm scared. I think there's cops everywhere all the time, right? I'm so terrified of getting
in
trouble.
We smoked a joint 2 nights ago and he was stood
Don't tell him there could be cops in here. Now, no, the funniest bit was like when I said, is that cops? And he goes, nah. And then 2 cop cars went past. I go, I'm off to bed.
You just fucking smoke like a meerkat. Just... I'm like, they're just going to think it's a cigarette.
Wow, you guys really live a wild life, don't you? Rock and roll with your joint.
So my dad,
get on the gag.
I was in charge of booze, so friends gave me 3 bottles of booze. I hid them under my bed. The day of the formal, Mum came in and said, do you have any booze? I said, not at all. She said, I don't believe you. I'm going to go through your room. She went through the room, through all the drawers, through my cupboard, and then under the bed. And she goes under the bed. I'm like, fuck. Game over, all the booze, and then she comes out and goes, nah, thanks for not lying to me, but I don't know where I've put the booze. I'm like, oh, fuck, I've lost the booze, I'm fucking dead. I get in the car with Dad, he's dropping me off at the formal, and he goes, under the bed? You fucking idiot. And I go, what do you mean? And he just gives me the booze. And he goes, don't you think your mum was going to check? I knew you were going to put it under the bed. You're at a private school on a scholarship, and you're still a dumb cunt. So he got in first and stole it. And then gave it back to me later. Good dad.
Good dad.
He's good dad. Joffa!
Your dad sounds like a member of Anne Frank's family. Really knows how to hide shit.
It's good that you didn't lie.
It's a Jew joke.
But it also doesn't work because they were all found. Like Anne Frank and her... That's the sad thing.
Oh, they were
Anne
found,
Frank.
Of course.
Yeah, they found her.
But not by Nick's mum. Got you on a technicolor. Yeah. Remember, I am a barrister.
Yeah.
Which suburb are they from around here, Mel?
We don't have any Jews
Amsterdam.
In
Amsterdam.
My mum knows one. And she has now moved to Melbourne, where she probably feels more at home. No, there's not. There's
any questions for Nick Mill?
How's things at home?
How's Looch?
Check Insta.
Okay, she's gorgeous. Here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Year 12 formal.
Yep.
You're in charge of bringing the booze.
Yeah.
Mr. Cody Senior.
Jeff,
in the car for
that
you.
Was just a side story.
But, yeah.
This is about us just going as the bloody
no, I'm,
lads.
No, I'm building it.
Yeah.
Right. What was your female partner's name that you...
I didn't.
You didn't get one?
No.
You rejected
No, we
her.
Didn't have... That was the whole point.
Right.
Was to go, fuck, I don't want to do dancing lessons and all that bullshit over term one, summertime.
Yeah.
Should be out having a good time, playing sports, not learning how to do the fucking waltz or whatever.
Okay.
The we rumba. Get it, Nick. You're not gay. It's fine.
Yeah. I just want to go to the formal with the boys.
Maybe you need a copy of Michael Jackson's In the Closet.
I've already given him one and he's not picked up on it yet. We'll come back on this podcast in 12 years and we'll see how it fucking goes. Yeah.
I just put it in my arsehole, I'll listen to it later. Anyway.
So what were the names? names of the other boys who also went, yeah, no, nah, let's not finger some chicks on formal night. Let's hang out with Cody.
Tommy Maloney, who was one of the legends at my wedding. I didn't have best men because I had my sister in the crew as well. Tommy Maloney, Ollie Berry, Nick Novak, and
Novak.
Stuart. Yeah.
Polish.
Famous in your stand-up.
Yeah, I've spoken about Novak before.
Novak.
Stuart Dunkley.
A real bunch of shit eaters by the sounds of things. White trash.
So at the meeting that your dad went to, did he speak at all?
No.
No.
No. He just went along to laugh.
Okay.
They'd done it prior when I bleached my hair white in year nine. I was trying for a representative football squad, so I thought bleach it white. Yeah. Uh-huh. That way you can at least get spotted. Right,
the Shane Woden method.
Woden method, and then have turned up to school, and the principal, of course, of being a private school, wanted to suspend me until the hair had grown out, and my parents turned up for that meeting, and my mum said, and I quote, "My son will get the dye out of his hair when you get the dye out of your fucking hair."
Good, good, Mrs. Cody, front foot.
I'm a real easy puzzle to put together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I've got a feeling. So what did you do for the photos? Your year 12 formal photo, was it just you and six blokes going, woo?
Yeah, just big crew, yeah. Guys and girls in there. We just didn't want to do the dancing lessons. That was the big thing. Because it took like 9 weeks to learn this bullshit over summer.
Okay, well, obviously it's true because have a look at him.
It was a lie. Yeah.
Well lied.
Fuck.
Terrific.
Sucked in, cunt.
Terrific lie.
Oh, you got me.
I was convinced. All of that boring story cannot not be true. It's gone forever.
All the bits around it were true, but the actual bit was
so
not.
You went with a girl?
Yeah. My high school girlfriend,
What's
Jo.
She up to now?
Fuck, who knows?
Mm. Probably a hairdresser.
But for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I was meant to end up with.
At the end of the round, the scores are Daniel Sloss on 2 points, everyone. Malcolm Turnbull on 5 points.
Oh, dear. Slipping.
Mel Buttle on 5 points. And Nick Cody also on 5 points.
Oh. Oh. It's anyone's game.
It really is anyone's game. All right.
Terrific.
This is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, say your name, that's your buzzer, and guess. You can't guess for ones about yourself. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. It's the only round you can lose points.
Ooh.
So our first one is this one. Whose dad always said to them, no cigarettes, no motorbikes, and no single-engine aeroplanes?
Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm Turnbull.
Melinda Buttle.
It was you dipshit.
I know.
Point off there. I just like that we've got a theme happening here, Malcolm. It's good. Now,
it's
how
almost
did you
like I'm very similar to Lawrence Mooney.
How did your father die, if you don't mind me asking?
He died in a single plane aircraft.
Yes, he did.
The wing smoking tore on a motorbike.
The wing tore off the plane, and he plummeted to his death at the age of 52, leaving me a $2 million fortune I invested, and now I'm worth in excess of $200 million. Eat shit, motherfuckers. I can afford all the bread.
Question two. Whose birthday is 9/11?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Sloss.
You are correct, yes.
Yeah. I feel very bad because it's actually what I wished for. It's real bad because for like 3 years I'd wish for an Xbox and then nothing. And the one day I wish for 9/11. Fucking 9/11. You can't win them all. If it happened.
But stay woke, sheeple! Boothby Graffo had a terrific joke on the day of 9/11. He said, that's the trouble with twins. You give one a plane, the other one's going to want one. It's a terrific joke. Unless, of course, you're related to the in excess of 5,000 people that died that day. In tragic circumstances. Lighten up. Fuck.
Question three. Who fell out of a tree in year six
Sloss.
While eating dry Maggi noodles? Yes, Sloss.
It's Cody.
No, it's not. It's Mel Buttle.
Oh,
so I got that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like a dark
dry orange. Noodles are very sharp.
Yeah.
Question four. Who has sensitive feet? Who has very sensitive
Malcolm.
Feet? Yes, Malcolm.
Nick Cody does.
You are correct. Yes, it is Nick yes. Cody. Yeah, point yeah. there for Malcolm Turnbull.
Had too many operations on big toes from ingrown toenails from sport, like a savage.
This is why you didn't want to dance. Dancers have bad feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's probably it. Yeah, if anyone goes, you can fucking swing at me and I jump back less than if someone went to stand on my toes. I go, fuck, watch out. Watch the toes. And they're fine now, except for the one big toe that's got two nails on it.
No, but like actual nails. He's hammered them in.
Yes, Jesus had the same problem. See what I did there, Daniel? I topped you.
How about you fucking top yourself?
Yeah. One all cunt! Why would I?
Question five. Who tried out for drama school 6 times?
Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm.
Melinda Buttle.
You are correct. Yes, it was Melinda Buttle.
Guilty. Yeah.
This is low-hanging fruit now, isn't it? Fucking hell. Wanted it's written all over them.
A thespian. Yeah. Yeah, I once did a monologue for NIDA from, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, my God.
Didn't get in.
Do they keep turning you down, Melinda?
Yeah, they did.
There's
yeah.
no role for a masseuse at drama school.
No, I found my home in comedy eventually because I love $50 notes and Fanta.
Question six. Whose mum bought them a fake ID?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Sloss.
You are correct. Yes, yeah. It was. Yes, oh. Point there.
Cheaper than adoption. Just, you're not my son anymore. Tell everyone you're this person.
But it wasn't for...
No, it was... I started comedy when I was 16 and I couldn't get into a lot of clubs and stuff, so my mum bought me a fake ID and it was the fucking worst fake ID I've ever seen. It would have been much better had she just written, I am 18 in lipstick on my fucking forehead.
Because for 6 months I had a fake ID, which was my a friend from school, but her name was Moya Siobhan. And in Burnie, no one could read Siobhan. They just thought it was Siobhan. I thought it was some weird Spanish name. Went, oh, yeah, fair enough. Like, yeah. So I had a woman's ID for about 6 months.
Is that when you knew?
Yes.
You do look like a woman. A very pretty woman.
Thank you.
With stubble. And thanks. It's okay.
Question seven. Who here is a distant relative to Angela Lansbury?
Sloss.
Yes, Sloss.
Turnbull.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Daniel Sloss. Yes.
That's right. And when my mother left, I couldn't watch Murder, She Wrote without bursting into tears. Not because it reminded me of her, just the acting was awful.
Question eight. Who falls asleep listening to podcasts
Sloss.
And sleep talks conversations as if they're a guest? Yes, Daniel.
It's 100% Nick Cody.
You are correct, yes.
He keeps me up all night, I swear to God.
I once, my wife came into bed once, I'd fallen asleep a couple hours before with headphones in and she heard me go, ha ha, shut up, Carl. Which I stand by. I stand by that. Even me in REM sleep is like, enough, cunt, we get it.
And can I just reiterate, shut the fuck up, Carl.
Question nine. Who here is allergic to dogs?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Buttle.
You are correct. Yes, she is allergic to dogs. Yes, point there for Nick.
Yep, very weak genetically.
And walks them, don't
you? Yep, a bit of eczema there. If you get up close to some in my eye. But they're fucking worth it because some angels have four paws and not wings, guys.
Absolutely.
They rescued me!
And our last question for the game. Who here has a strain of weed named after them?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Turnbull.
No, it's Daniel Schlosser's.
Yeah. Really? Right. Actually named after you.
Yeah.
What's it called?
How did this come about?
It's called the Schloss Express. Basically, my European tour, we were in Vienna for the first time, and there's just these two guys there. They're massive stoners, and they grow their own versions of it. They know how to make all the hybrid stuff, and they watched my stand-up while they got high, and so they tried to create the perfect weed to smoke while watching my stand-up.
Which was just a bullet.
And it's every year in October and November in Vienna I get to smoke my own weed and it's fucking excellent.
Well, that's better than smoking. It makes me funny. Fucking dick all day, isn't it? Man.
When you're smoking Nick's cock, do you light the ball bag with it?
No, it's what I do is I put the weed in his mouth and I light it from there and then suck it through his arsehole.
Right. Okay.
And just
so jerk. The rusty trombone bomb.
Yeah, I jerk him off. It's got nothing to do with the marijuana. No. He's just he's sacrificed a lot.
You just take your thumb off his jap eye and just suck hard. Okay, I've got a picture.
I'll send you one.
Thank you.
At the end of the game, the scores are Daniel Schloss on 3 points. Go for Dan, everyone.
Yeah.
Melinda Buttle on 5 points.
Yay! Terrific.
Malcolm Turnbull on 6 points.
Good on me.
But our winner on 7 points is Nick Cody, everyone.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah. Fuck that. Oh. Fuck that for Joe.
Thank you all very much for coming out to the first Don't You Know Who I Am here in Brisbane. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you. Massive thanks
to the people here at the Heyo Bar. Give up for everyone here. You saw Nick Cody, everyone. Melinda Buttle. Daniel Schloss. And Malcolm Turnbull. Schloss, Cody and Turnbull, you're all doing shows tonight.
Sold out. Too late.
Well,
get on board the Turnbull train.
But if you're listening to this at home, all these guys are doing shows in Melbourne. So
Not sold out. Not very
plenty
not
of,
sold
plenty
out.
Plenty of tickets available. My show is very, very... I've sold... Do you get the emails? And it's like, you sold 3.34% of Melbourne.
Oh, no, fuck that.
That's a lot. There's like 4 million people in Melbourne. That's a lot of people.
It's fucking depressing. I don't need to know how unsuccessful I am. Delete. Thanks, Kathleen. That's got to go.
I'll give it one more time for these guys and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.